We settled down to watch the movie. Oh, yeah. We found out why they were there without a car. They'd come with their boyfriends, but walked out on them when they found out the boys had brought some booze along. The boys had gotten angry and left. I don't care if they did. Cherry sounded annoyed. It's not my idea of a good time to sit in a drive-in and watch people get drunk. You could tell by the way she said it that her idea of a good time was probably high class and probably expensive. They decided to stay and see the movie anyway. It was one of those beach party movies with no plot and no acting, but a lot of girls in bikinis and some swinging songs, so it was all right. We were all four sitting there in silence when suddenly a strong hand came down on Johnny's shoulder and another on mine, and a deep voice said, "Okay, greasers, you've had it." I almost jumped out of my skin. It was like having someone leap out from behind the door and yell, "Boo!" at you. I looked fearfully over my shoulder, and there was Two-Bit, grinning like a chessy cat. Glory, Two-Bit, scares to death. He was good at voice imitations, and it sounded for all the world like a snarling soche. Then I looked at Johnny. His eyes were shut, and he was white as a ghost. His breath was coming in smothered gasps. Two-Bit knew better than to scare Johnny like that. I guess he'd forgotten. He's kind of scatterbrained. Johnny opened his eyes and said weakly, "Hey, Two-Bit." Two-Bit messed up his hair. "Sorry, kid," he said. "I forgot." He climbed over the chair and plopped down beside Marcia. "Who's this? Your great aunt's?"
"Great-grandmother's twice removed," Cherry said smoothly. I couldn't tell if Two-Bit was drunk or not. It's kind of hard to tell with him. He acts boozed up sometimes even when he's sober. He cocked one eyebrow up and the other down, which he always does when something puzzles him or bothers him, or when he feels like saying something smart.
"Shoot, you're 96 if you're a day."
"I'm a night," Marcia said brightly. Two-Bit stared at her admiringly.
"Brother, you're a sharp one. Where'd you two ever get to be picked up by a couple of greasy hoods like Pony and Johnny?"
"We really picked them up," Marcia said. "We're really Arabian slave traders, and we're thinking about Shanghai in them. They're worth 10 camels apiece at least."
"5, Two-Bit disagreed. "They don't talk Arabian, I don't think. Say something in Arabian, Johnny Cake."
"Oh, cut it out," Johnny broke in. "Dally was bothering them, and when he left, they wanted us to sit with them and to protect them. Against wisecracking greasers like you, probably." Two-Bit grinned because Johnny didn't usually get sassy like that. "We thought we were doing good if we could get him to talk at all. Incidentally, we don't mind being called greaser by another greaser. It's kind of playful then."
"Hey, where is old Dally anyways?"
"He went hunting some action. Booze or dames or a fight. I hope he don't get jailed again. He just got out."
"He'll probably find the fight," Two-Bit stated cheerfully. "That's why I came over. Mr. Timothy Shepherd and company are looking for whoever so kindly slashed their car's tires. And since Mr. Curly Shepherd spotted Dallas doing it, well, does Dally have a blade?"
"Well, not that I know of," I said. "I think he's got a piece of pipe, but he busted his blade this morning."
"Good. Tim'll fight fair if Dally don't pull a blade on him. Dally shouldn't have any trouble."
Cherry and Marcia were staring at us.
"You don't believe in playing rough or anything, do you?"
"A fair fight isn't rough," Two-Bit said. "Blades are rough. So are chains and heaters and pool sticks and rumbles. Skin fighting isn't rough. It blows off steam better than anything. There's nothing wrong with throwing a few punches. Soches are rough. They gang up on one or two, or they rumble each other with their social clubs. Us greasers usually stick together. But when we do fight among ourselves, it's a fair fight between two. And Dally deserves whatever he gets,
'cause slashed tires ain't no joke when you gotta work to pay for 'em. He got spotted, too, and that was his fault. Our one rule, besides stick together, is don't get caught. He might get beat up, he might not. Either way, there's not going to be any blood feud between our outfit and Shepherd's. If we needed them tomorrow, they'd show. If Pim beats Dally's head in, and then tomorrow asks us for help in a rumble, we'll show. Dally was getting kicks. He got caught. He pays up. No sweat.
Yeah, boy, Cherry said sarcastically. Real simple. Sure, Marcia said, unconcerned. If he gets killed or something, you just bury him. No sweat.
You dig okay, baby.
Two-Bit grinned and lit a cigarette.
Anyone want a weed?
I looked at Two-Bit admiringly. He sure put things into words good. Maybe he was still a junior at 18 and a half, and maybe his sideburns were too long, and maybe he did get boozed up too much, but he sure understood things. Cherry and Marcia shook their heads at his offering of cigarettes, but Johnny and I reached for one. Johnny's color was back and his breathing was regular, but his hand was shaking ever so slightly. A cigarette would steady it.
Pony boy, will you come with me to get some popcorn?
Cherry asked.
I jumped up. Sure. Y'all want some?
I do, said Marcia. She was finishing the Coke Dally had given her. I realized then that Marcia and Cherry weren't alike. Cherry had said she wouldn't drink Dally's Coke if she was starving, and she meant it. It was the principle of the thing. But Marcia saw no reason to throw away a perfectly good, free Coke.
Me too, said Two-Bit.
He flipped me a 50-cent piece.
Get Johnny some, too. I'm buying, he added,
as Johnny started to reach into his jeans pocket. We went to the concession stand, and, as usual, there was a line a mile long, so we had to wait. Quite a few kids turned to look at us. You didn't see a kid grease and a Sochi cheerleader together often. Cherry didn't seem to notice.
Your friend, the one with the sideburns... He's okay?
He ain't dangerous like Dallas, if that's what you mean. He's okay. She smiled, and her eyes showed that her mind was on something else.
Johnny, he's been hurt bad sometime, hasn't he?
It was more of a statement than a question.
Hurt and scared.
It was the Sochis, I said nervously, because there were plenty of Sochis milling around, and some of them were giving me funny looks, as if I shouldn't be with Cherry or something. And I don't like to talk about it either, Johnny getting beat up, I mean. But I started in, talking a little faster than I usually do, because I don't like